W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis. TikTok, under a microscope on Capitol Hill, the CEO of the wildly popular app is testifying before the House Energy and Commerce Committee amid calls for a ban or tighter regulations. Shuzi Chu said protecting younger users is a priority.
While the vast majority of people on TikTok are over 18, one of our fastest growing demographics are people over 35. We spent a lot of time adopting measures to protect teenagers.
Other proponents of a ban cite fears that user data could be shared with the Chinese government. The grand jury weighing evidence regarding former President Trump's alleged payments to adult actress Stormy Daniels and whether they warrant an indictment will not convene to discuss that case for the rest of the week. The next possible discussion could come Monday. President Biden travels to Canada to meet with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Before departing, he will mark the 13th anniversary of the Affordable Care Act. This is ABC News. The waning of the COVID pandemic also means the end soon of the White House team in charge of the response.
The White House COVID team will wind down later this spring as the U.S. moves out of the emergency phase of the pandemic. The public health emergency is set to expire on May 11th. An administration official tells ABC the COVID team size will reflect the, quote, new phase at that point. Dr. Ashish Jha, the White House COVID-19 response coordinator, is expected to depart the administration around that same time. A senior official told ABC that fighting COVID remains an administration priority, and transitioning out of the emergency phase is, quote, the natural evolution of the COVID response. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
More protests in Israel over the country's overhaul of the court system, tens of thousands taking to the streets after Parliament passed one of its controversial reforms, stripping the Attorney General of the power to declare a prime minister unfit to serve. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is currently facing a corruption trial. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Unthawed or thawed? These are the questions the Krebscast will cover every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Can you just pull them brats out of the freezer? That'd be fantastic.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinair. Here's what you need to know. Conservative candidate for the Wisconsin Supreme Court, Dan Kelly, appeared this week at an event in western Wisconsin featuring a pastor who has called the murder of an abortion provider a, quote, justified homicide, unquote. Brookfield pastor Matthew Trujillo also compared COVID-19 rules to the Holocaust and told attendees to reject government mandates or risk being forced to resort to violence. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporting that Kelly spoke virtually after Trujillo. His campaign says, quote, he did not hear the comments by another guest speaker, nor does he condone calls for violence of any kind, unquote. Kelly faces off against Milwaukee County Judge Janet Protasiewicz on April 4th. If you're heading out for spring break, expect this Saturday to be the busiest at Milwaukee's Mitchell International Airport. Airport officials expecting over 12,000 people to be taken to the skies. I'm Jane Matinair. This is Civic Media News.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, we're going to amputate your leg. I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You'd think, as a staffer who's aware of the media, you maybe wouldn't serve your state senator up on a platter.
Scobody boobo, scobody dog.
What? Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. Welcome to the Thursday show of As Goes Wisconsin, and it is a packed one.
It really is.
We have a lot going on today, including, which I could not be more excited about and a little nervous.
Me too.
David Mandel, who maybe you don't know him by name, which is fine, but he has written on SNL, Seinfeld, Curb Your Enthusiasm. He wrote The Cat in the Hat.
With Jim Carrey.
Not Jim Carrey, Mike Myers.
Oh, right.
And Eurotrip, if you remember that movie. And he was also the executive producer, showrunner, writer, sometime director of Emmy Award-winning Veep.
Multiple Emmy Awards.
Yes. And he's also very involved in politics. While he's not from Wisconsin, but he has done stuff with WISDEMS in the past. And so he's joining the show at 1 p.m. today. So we're going to talk to him about his career. He has a new show coming up on HBO called White House Plumbers, which is about Watergate. And then we've crowdsourced some ideas.
Oh, there's some great stuff.
We've come up with some of our own, but we are going to be pitching him some new shows, some concepts for some new shows. And we're going to get him to rate on a scale of 1 to 5 curds which ones he thinks has some real potential to make it in the Hollywood rooms.
There's winners in there.
I think there's winners in there too. We haven't had the 90s. I don't feel like the 90s show reboot counts. We haven't had a good Wisconsin show in a while, right?
It needs to be updated.
Yeah.
And there's so many possibilities.
I know. So that's coming up at 1 today. But to kick off today's show, this started to circulate yesterday. I got a little bit more information about it after yesterday's show. But I guess the question is, rainbow songs, very dangerous.
Apparently so.
We can all agree. So very, got to protect the kids from songs about rainbows.
Yeah, yeah.
But knowing how dangerous that is, what should we ban, maybe before we ban songs about rainbows?
There could be a couple things.
844-967-2789. We will get to your calls and your texts on that subject soon. But let me just set this up a little bit more. You know, we are not, it's not new for this show to be talking about the attack on LGBTQ rights across the country. And if you have not been following this, You know, it's been happening a lot this year. I think there's been 385 bills across the country as of this year that take aim at LGBTQ rights. And they include, in Tennessee, they've become the first state to restrict drag shows. In Iowa and Idaho, they've sent bills to their governor's desk to restrict bathroom access. In West Virginia, they're one step away from banning gender-affirming health care for trans minors, while Nebraska is also debating whether to do a similar measure. In Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis wants to expand the Parental Rights in Education Act, which has also been dubbed the Don't Say Gay Law, to include all grades. Currently, that law only applies to kindergarten through third grade, but if it would were to be expanded, no one would be allowed to discuss sexual orientation or gender identity in the classroom, including in high school, which, you know, those raging hormones.
Yeah, it seems important to actually tell them what their parts do.
The proposal doesn't require legislative approval either and will be put to a vote in front of the state's Board of Education next month. In Arkansas, earlier this week, Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders signed a law that blocks transgender students from using the bathroom that matches their gender identity. This makes it the fourth state, along with Oklahoma, Alabama, and Tennessee, to pass that type of law in public schools. It also comes as the state lawmakers are considering an even stricter bill that would make it a crime for transgender adults to use public changing rooms and bathrooms that don't match their sex assigned at birth. And so we are, you hear all of these, and we are in a place and in the state that luckily we reelected Tony Evers so that any bill that our legislature would try to replicate that are getting signed and passed in these other states would get vetoed immediately. But that doesn't mean that at the local level, there's not school boards who are still trying to do what they can to also limit the very scary alphabet mafia that are coming for your kids.
The alphabet mafia.
Have you never heard that term before?
I haven't.
I like that. I think I've heard other members of that community refer to it as that. So I don't think it's offensive. It's a fun thing to say. But the most, and I want to be careful here because the school has not commented on this publicly. The school board in Waukesha has not commented on this publicly. But yesterday, while we were on air, a teacher, an elementary first grade teacher, started tweeting, because I think sometimes when you feel powerless, that is the thing that you
do.
This is the power of social media sometimes,
yes,
as far as being a person who is trying to get an attention on a story, and sometimes the story gets legs by posting it on social media. She tweeted out basically that her first grade class now is not allowed to sing Rainbow Land, which is a song by Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton.
Right.
That is called Rainbow Land, but has nothing to do with anything gay whatsoever. We'll read the lyrics in the next segment, but they are not allowed to sing the song in their first grade musical performance, because each grade has their performance, and the first graders, I guess the theme, I did talk to the teacher this morning on the phone, and the theme was going to be like the world, you know, the world around us. And so the songs were going to be Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles.
Like that.
What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong. Days Colores, which I hadn't heard of, but is a Spanish speaking song. And Rainbow Land. And she was like, I had never heard this song, but the lyrics were so great and inclusive and,
yeah,
and happy. And supposedly, the music teacher at this school, who is the teacher for all the grades, submitted the song list, despite not having done this for the other grades, submitted the song list to make sure everything was fine. Because as we know, as we've talked about many times on this show so far,
things are so touchy now.
Things are a little touchy in the Waukesha School District as far as what teachers can wear, what signs they can have in their classroom. So you just wanted to be careful. And the feedback came back that, nope, they cannot sing this song.
Rainbow Connection.
No, the Rainbow Land.
Rainbow Land.
By Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton.
Okay.
And so they were going to swap it out for Rainbow Connection, which is sung by no other than the Kermit the Frog.
I am Kermit the Frog.
And it sounds like that one is also a no-go.
Oh, that's a no-no.
So, apparently it is the rainbow is the problem. Because there has not been, at least from the conversation I had with the teacher, there has not been another justification besides that. And so, in your opinion, if rainbow songs are getting banned, what should we maybe think about banning instead of, before we ban rainbow songs, what should get banned first? 844-967-2789. I think we already have a caller.
Sarah from Waukesha is joining us. Hi, Sarah. Thanks. What do you want to say?
Hi, good to talk to you.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi there. My daughter is actually in that first grade class.
Is she?
I wanted to call, and she is in that first grade class. Yes.
So, how do you feel about this? Did I do a good job of summarizing the situation?
Pretty much. That's how I understand it. Yes.
So, how are you feeling as a parent right now?
Well, my daughter came home last week and was so pumped for the concert. First graders are 6-7 years old and, you know, just totally full of joy. And she hopped on, you know, the TV and put on YouTube for us and was like, Mom, you're not going to believe it. We're singing a Dolly Parton song. And she was, because we love Dolly. We stand Dolly in my house. And so she played the song for us and played, you know, an awful Rainbow Connection, Mom. You and Dad love that. I'm like, oh, we love it. She played us What a Wonderful World. You know, you mentioned that was one of the alternatives, and she was so excited, so pumped. I left my Chromebook out, and she started writing about how excited she was to sing these songs. Just, Mom, can I do a document? And she, super cool kid. And then she came home yesterday and was like, we can't sing it anymore. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, no hi, no nothing. When she came in the door, she just said, we can't sing it anymore. And I said, what can't you sing anymore? She said, Rainbow Land. I'm like, well, why can't you sing Rainbow Land? She goes, I don't know. They just told us we're not allowed to.
Wow.
And so, I was like, okay, Rainbow Connection then. And she said, no, we're not allowed to sing that either. And so even, you know, this morning I said something to my husband about it again. And she said, we cannot sing that song. And she was like, you need to follow the rules, Mom. And to see, you know, my child who was so excited to be part of this concert and sing these songs, a couple of, you know, part of our family culture that we, you know, we love Dolly Parton. We love the Muppet movie. We play the Rainbow Connection in our family playlists all the time. And
Sarah, can I get you? We have to go to a break.
There's nothing wrong with these songs.
And there's nothing wrong. There's absolutely nothing wrong with these songs. Can I get you to hold on through the break so we can keep talking on the next segment?
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
We are talking about the Waukesha School District again. And what would you ban ahead of banning songs about rainbows? 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. The promised land.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with highs around 41. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 22 tonight. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 41. High temperatures reach up to 36 Saturday, with a chance for snow. 43, a mix of clouds and sun Sunday. 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow night through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 40.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Rational Talk Radio.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere, and we were talking about a new development in Waukesha in an elementary school where apparently no more rainbow songs.
They're very dangerous, Kristen.
And I don't know if you've ever met, I have a five-year-old niece who loves rainbows.
And, well, when you're five, you kind of love.
Well, that's what I mean. Well, you love, but she loves art, and there is, you know, the symbolism of a rainbow so far predates any association with the LGBTQ community, and it is so much about diversity and color and brightfulness, bright, like being hopeful and yes. Bright, like brightness and colors. And so, on the phone still is Sarah, who is a mom in Waukesha, and in fact, her daughter is in the class that no longer can sing the rainbow song. And so, Sarah, have you heard anything? Because I was able to talk to one of the teachers this morning. I think maybe your daughter's teacher. I mean, your daughter's teacher. And she told me a little bit more background. Has there been anything that's come down from the principal or the school board or any word from people trying to defend this decision?
You know, to be fair, I haven't heard back yet from the principal or the superintendent. I sent the principal an email last night, and this morning I sent the superintendent an email. And so we know they're busy, and I, you know, not to speak badly of them, I haven't heard back from them yet. But yes, I did send them both an email about the situation.
And so I guess, have you talked to other parents? Because this just feels like, out of all the things, especially to see your own child get so deflated over something that, when you read the lyrics of this song, it's, you know, there's absolutely nothing controversial in these lyrics whatsoever. And so, if this stands, is it just kind of like the new world that you have to live in if you're sending your school kid to school in Waukesha?
I mean, I suppose. I feel like, you know, as I said earlier, this is part of our family culture, you know, these songs. And now my daughter is completely confused why they're not okay to be sung at school. And I completely understand that as a parent, that's my job to help my child navigate the world. But what do I say? I'm, you know, kind of at a loss. And I've spoken with other parents and they can't see anything wrong as well. And so it feels like a just completely weird decision to me why you would say that a song about rainbows that, you know, has been sung, especially the Rainbow Connection, has been sung by choirs in every school since it has come out in the 1970s. You know, Kermit the Frog sang it. It's one of the most popular choir songs. Even that is now considered controversial in the school district of Waukesha. And I cannot for the life of me understand.
Well, and Sarah, to me, this just does not feel organic. There are groups who are pushing this around the country who do not live here, who don't send their kids to school here. And they're the ones who are creating all of these things. And it's really frightening.
Mm-hmm. It's just very, like I said, it's strange. I mean, in my elementary school days, every spring we sang songs about spring weather, you know, rain, rainbows, sunshine, flowers, all of these lovely things that are part of the joy of living in Wisconsin, is that we get to celebrate this beautiful springtime and leading into a really awesome summer. We always celebrate these things. It's just a part of life here. And it's very strange to me that a rainbow would be something that is not acceptable for a 7-year-old to sing about with her class.
Well, what's so interesting is because, you know, so much of this is based on, as we said, some of the other laws that are getting passed in other states and the Florida, mm-hmm. you know, in Florida law, the parental rights, AKA Don't Say Gay bill, which is you can't talk about sexual orientation and gender identity in schools. But by banning this song, it mm-hmm. is now forcing you to have that conversation with your 6-year-old on what's wrong yeah. with rainbows. Mm-hmm. So if anything, it's having
and
the opposite effect.
Have a problem with that.
Yeah, of like, it is taking something that is a natural occurrence in our world of light reflecting that is beautiful mm-hmm. and is a symbol for a lot of different things, and forcing the attachment to one specific group of people instead of the interpretation of so many different things it is and can be.
And just as a real quick side
Absolutely.
Note, talking about that Don't Say Gay bill in Florida, the man who authored that bill is now facing up to 35 years in prison for defrauding the government trying to get COVID relief money.
Oh, that's a fun fact.
Isn't that a fun fact?
That is a fun fact.
Yeah, the guy who wrote the Don't Say Gay bill in Florida is now facing 35 years in prison.
Well, Sarah, is there anything else you want to say as far as being, you know, representing yourself and parents of the school? I know this is obviously an ongoing situation that could go in a different direction, but as far as, we so appreciate having mm-hmm. you call in today, but is there anything else you want to add before we let you go?
I just want to say that when you don't allow children to sing songs about joy and loving themselves, that's sending a really powerful message too. I mean, that's the root of childhood, is to love who you are and to love yourself and to accept people and love them for who they are. And when you ban songs about rainbows and claiming that it's a political thing, in my opinion, the banning of that song is a far more political act than using the song at all in the school. And so I would just want anybody, you know, involved to reflect on that. Like, what message are you sending to the children when you tell them they can't sing a song, Rainbow Land, which literally says, can we all come together in a rainbow land? You're sending a message that that's inappropriate. And that's what I have a big problem with, is that it's a very contradictory message than the one that I teach my child at home.
Absolutely. Very well said. Well, thank you so much for filling us in, Sarah. We will keep tabs on this. Feel free to let us know as things develop. But
yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're going to keep talking about this. I guess along with what we should ban before we ban rainbow songs, what's your favorite rainbow songs song? Because there's a fair amount of them out there. I mean, obviously, the most obvious is Somewhere Over the Rainbow. But maybe when we come back, we'll talk about some other rainbow songs that, you know, aren't always gay, you weirdos. Thanks for the call, Sarah. We'll be back in just a minute. If you want to join the conversation, 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Valley, regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. TikTok under a microscope on Capitol Hill. The CEO of the wildly popular app is testifying before the House Energy and Commerce Committee amid calls for a ban or tighter regulations. Shuzi Chu said protecting younger users is a priority.
While the vast majority of people on TikTok are over 18, One of our fastest growing demographics are people over 35. We spent a lot of time adopting measures to protect teenagers.
Other proponents of a ban cite fears that user data could be shared with the Chinese government. The grand jury weighing evidence regarding former President Trump's alleged payments to adult actress Stormy Daniels and whether they warrant an indictment will not convene to discuss that case for the rest of the week. The next possible discussion could come Monday. President Biden travels to Canada to meet with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Before departing, he will mark the 13th anniversary of the Affordable Care Act. This is ABC News.
The Cripescast with me, Charlie Barron, Saturdays and Sundays at noon on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
All right, who's ready to eat? We got brats for dinner, marshmallows for dessert.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A 15-year-old in Milwaukee is under arrest. It's connected to the mass shooting that killed another 15-year-old earlier this week. So-called conversion therapy will be allowed in Wisconsin until at least April of next year. The state Senate sent a ban to committee yesterday where it's not likely to get a vote this session. Conversion therapy critics say it doesn't make gay kids straight. In fact, it makes things worse.
People are going to continue to be allowed to screw up people's lives, to increase the chance of them committing suicide, turning to drugs and alcohol, and having a miserable life. That's what we're doing today.
That's Democratic Senator Tim Carpenter of Milwaukee. In sports, the Bucks beat San Antonio last night 130-94. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, we're going to amputate your leg. I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions. And rainbows have nothing to hide.
I mean, we could just keep playing this.
I'm really scared now because this is obviously a highly threatening song, and I'm just this.
You're clearly grooming children with this song.
I'm getting groomed by hearing this song.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. That is Jane Madnair. And you know, I don't like beating up on Waukesha.
No.
I love, you know,
we don't like beating up on anybody.
No. And this is not to lump in, because there is obviously incredible community here. There's a lot of great parents here. We love being in downtown Waukesha. But there is something going on with that school board and some of the administrators, because this is now the third time. And granted, we get more, I'm sure there is stuff happening across the state, but we have more access to some of the issues and controversies because we record from here. But the most recent
decision
that came down yesterday, and so there has not been a ton of other media coverage on this yet. This has basically been teachers and parents circulating and trying to get attention about a decision that happened at one of the elementary schools in Waukesha, where for the first grade musical performance,
the spring concert,
the theme was going to be the world. And the songs they had chosen to sing as first graders, so we're talking like 6 and 7 year olds, was Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles.
Nice song.
Don't know how they got copyrights to that. That's very expensive. Clearly, literally, side note, every time, whenever I have to go to YouTube to unblock the copyrights, it's always a Beatles song.
Oh, no kidding. Good to know.
But they were going to sing Here Comes the Sun, What a Wonderful World,
Louis Armstrong,
Des Colores, and Rainbowland by Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton. And the music teacher, as a courtesy, said these are the songs we're singing, the first graders are singing for their concert. And the administration came back and said, you cannot sing Rainbowland. So then they were going to sing Rainbow Connection, which is what we just heard,
yeah,
by Kermit the Frog. Can't sing that either.
Dangerous, dangerous, dangerous songs.
And out of all the things we could ban, is this the most important thing? Should we be maybe banning something else? And so as a small act of resistance, you know, what are some of your other favorite rainbow songs?
There's quite a few.
There are quite a few. As Kermit just said, why are there so many songs about rainbows? See, I'm not a terrible singer. 844-967-2789. Give us some, either text us or call us. Give us some of your favorite rainbow songs that we could listen to and put in our arsenal as defiance, because they're so scary and dangerous. Because, you know, my first, obviously there's Rainbow Connection. I had not heard the Miley Cyrus song before, but I actually really like it. It's pretty catchy. There's obviously Somewhere Over the Rainbow in all of its, you know, covers. Obviously, Judy Garland is the original, but the Hawaiian version, and everyone who's ever covered that song. What's your favorite? Do you have a favorite rainbow song?
I'm really loving this Kermit song that I had never heard before.
You'd never heard this before?
I had never heard that song before, which is where the Yale Whiffenpoofs got so many songs about voting. I had no idea that that's where they riffed off of that. No, I had literally never heard that song until I downloaded it this morning, and it got me all choked up. It's adorable.
It's Kermit.
I know. We have Charles on the phone from Green Bay who wants to weigh in. What do you want to say, Charles?
Hey, after being a band director for 38 years in the school districts, the one song that at one of my school districts they wanted us to ban that we played, and we played it every halftime, was the Beer Barrel Polka.
Really? They wanted you to stop playing it?
Because it implied drinking.
Wow.
Now, wait a minute. Let me just clarify this. We use the song as a way to fire up the crowd because my wife was the pom-pom advisor, and the girls would get out and do polka out on the court.
Yeah.
After they did their thing, and at the very end of the song, you know, when you say Budweiser is what it's supposed to say, it was the Budweiser song, and we would do it. We would say the school's name. And then you've said it all. Because our basketball team was a pretty, you know, competitive team.
Okay.
But the thing that I can't figure out is, okay, you're going to ban a song because it has rainbow in it.
Right.
Okay, I'm looking outside. I see a rainbow. Oh, I'm not supposed to say that. That's like saying you're not supposed to say gay in Florida.
Right.
And by the way, do you know the guy who proposed that bill is now going to possibly be sentenced to 35 years in jail for fraud on a money with COVID?
Yeah.
Money?
Whoopsie. How'd that happen? Oh, I hate when that happens.
What?
Oh, he had, yeah, we're just joking that he that he really stepped in.
But I mean, you know, it's ridiculous. It's the same way as if you're talking about baseball team names or basketball team names or football names. You know, one person gets their nose all bent out of shape, and everything falls apart.
I think this is far more coordinated than that, though, Charles. I think that there are national groups that are pushing these agendas in schools across the country. This is a very coordinated thing.
I would have to agree. But it's one person gets their nose all out of joint, and then, you know, or one group, and everybody has to pay for that one person. What about the majority rules?
Yeah. You know, Charles, as a band director, was that the only song that they ever tried to keep you from playing, or is there any other ones that you ever had to...
No, they tried other ones, but the fact of the matter is, Christmas concerts are against the rules because it's Christmas. Well, when you have the 99.9% of the kids say, no, it's a Christmas concert and we vote to have a Christmas concert, the administration is kind of outweighed because, you know, the 0.1 of a percent was a student who said to me, he came to me personally and said, okay, my religion doesn't believe in this. And I said, okay, so what, do you have a remedy for that? He says, yes. Would you mind if I sat during the Christmas songs, but I'll play the other ones? I said, fine.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That seems like a reasonable solution. That's an easy fix.
Yeah,
he came up with a solution. I didn't, because I wasn't going to touch that thing with a 10-foot pole. But the thing is, you know, too many minorities are running the majority.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
I think certainly in this situation with the Waukesha School Board, like, it feels like I keep hearing parents being very upset, whether it was just last week we were talking about how in the library they've had this new system as far as banning books and like not alerting parents of what books that are they're going to remove from the library unless there's an appeals process. And there's just, you know, the making these decisions because they're scared of some existential threat of, you know, CRT and LGBTQ and not understanding that often, I think, is it not reverse psychology that whenever you ban something, sometimes it makes young people want it even more? Thanks so much for the call, Charles, by the way. It's interesting because I don't, you know, in this recourse, like, I don't know what happens. Because the teacher I talked to this morning, who's one of the first grade teachers, this is not the first thing that's been going on. There's been conversations around what teachers can and cannot wear.
Sure.
In the Waukesha School District. But also and she's not white, she had a sign in her room that says said anti-racist, which I think, are we not in the place anymore where we can say that is a good thing, is to be anti-racist? It's not just that you're not racist, it's that you are against racism. Is this not something that we all are like, yeah, we want to be against racism? She was told she had to take that sign down.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me at all. That doesn't surprise me at all. If you want to weigh in on this, by the way, a texter from the 262 asked on the text line when our next break was going to be because they want to call in. Don't wait.
Don't wait, yeah.
Call now, 844-967-2789. Also, for texters on that line, if you are not subscribed to us, I can't respond to you. So if you ever ask me a question and you're not subscribed and you don't hear back from me, that's why.
No, that's good enough.
Because I simply cannot respond to you. So 844-967-2789 is the number to call as we talk about scary rainbow
scary
songs.
Rainbows. Joe McClear says, Rainbow Connection is not only the best rainbow song, it's the best song ever written for a movie ever. That is a bold claim, Joe McClear.
That's quite the claim.
But I'm trying to think, because I looked up some other rainbow songs this morning of like, what else should be? Well, we got to get rid of that. So there's Rainbow Land, which we already talked about, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, Rainbow Country, by Bob Marley, which I had not heard of prior, but not a song about, shockingly, not a song about LGBTQ people. It was about his home country and discrimination and apartheid.
In Jamaica.
In Jamaica. Marley expresses how he felt at home in his homeland that is free from apartheid or discrimination against color. The rainbow in the song symbolizes diversity, and Rainbow Country is a place where everyone can live in harmony regardless of color or race. Oh, my God. So scary.
Well, it is scary, Kristen.
So scary. There's Pocketful of Rainbows by Elvis.
Like that one.
What other ones? What else are we missing? What's another good rainbow song? What am I thinking of? Oh, the Rolling Stone. She's a Rainbow. That's a good one. We got another caller.
Dave from the Shaw is checking in. Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Hey, it's good to talk to you guys. Was calling to share, I think what's really significant in the midst of this conversation, beyond rainbows, beyond what dress codes that the teachers have, the way that this changes is through elections.
Mm-hmm.
Because the reason these policies are implemented right now is because the Waukesha School Board has become deep red, all WISRED-based candidates, support from outside the state financially when it comes to mailers. And unless we vote for people that don't stand for one political party, these kinds of policies and absurdities are just going to continue to grow and grow and grow.
Absolutely.
So I'd encourage people in the next 2 weeks, get your vote in, show up on April 4th, whatever it takes to make sure this kind of stuff changes.
And remind us, who is up for election on the Waukesha School Board, and who should people be looking out for that would not vote for these kinds of things?
Sure. So there's the Waukesha School Board runs in 3-year cycles for 3 individuals. So there's 9 members, 3 of which are elected every year. There's 3 spots open. There is only one that isn't a WISRED candidate. Her name is Diane Voigt. I know her personally. I've been on like mission trips through a church together with her. She's just a phenomenal person. She's a previous educator. And whatever we can do to get people like Diane Voigt elected, I think I've got to hope that stuff like this would stop.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for the call, Dave. We got to take another break, but we would love to hear from you if you have thoughts on this. We only got one more segment before we're going to have our first guest at the noon hour, but 844-967-2789. Favorite rainbow song? What would you ban before we ban rainbow songs? This is just wild and weird. Kermit, take us out.
I've heard it too many times to ignore it. It's something that I'm supposed to be. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection. The lovers, the dreamers, and me.
Earn, play, and win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Rewards Club members can earn up to $155 rewards play and $5 to use at Whitetail Crossing or to grab a bite to eat at the Swiftwater Lounge. Guests may start earning points on your Rewards Club card 7 a.m. through 10 a.m. and 9 p.m. till midnight every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Become an off-road warrior with Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa now until March 25th. Guests can earn entries for one of the grand prize drawings on February 25th, March 11th, and March 25th. All you need to do is earn 25 points to receive $10 rewards play and an entry up to 4 times a day. One grand prize winner will win a gift certificate to Power Pack Sports and Equipment in Marshfield for a Polaris ATV or UTV, with 6 consolation winners being drawn to win a scooter cooler or up to $500 cash. For complete contest rules and to see the rides in person, visit the Rewards Club booth. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job, but I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with highs around 41. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 22 tonight. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 41. High temperatures reach up to 36 Saturday, with a chance for snow. 43, a mix of clouds and sun Sunday. 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow night through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 40.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
AM.
I'm going to do the rest of the show.
I don't know. This should never be played in front of children.
I feel so threatened by these rainbows. It's like, ooh.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. We are rounding out our conversation about a certain Waukesha elementary school that apparently does not want first graders singing about rainbows. And because, you know, they're threatening.
Well, they're very dangerous.
They're very dangerous. Yes. And so we got Tom on the line.
Tom from Richland Center joining us at 844-967-2789. Tom, what do you want to say?
Hey, gals. Great show. Part of the problem here is that America has this thing where you got to have this fear factor that there's somebody else who's, you know, going to get us one way or another. And that's just so not true. But it really goes back all the way to the founding of the country. It was based on some people were only two-thirds of the citizen and half the population didn't count at all. And now, because those folks are getting some of their rights and not even totally up to equal, we got to find other groups to pick on. And it's just a whole lot to do with the whole Nixon won the South, the Southern strategy based on racism. And this is all just anti-gay or sexism, whatever. It's just a continuation. If you think about the Civil War soldiers, there were guys riding on horses. There were landowners, like the corporate types we got. And the guys walking barefoot and eating field corn because they didn't have any rations, eating green field corn, were fighting because they didn't want to be the low guy in the totem pole. They didn't want to be the slave. They didn't want to be the black guy. And that's the whole country is based on that. And, you know, that's what this whole generation of let's get together and just respect each other, it's all about getting rid of that stuff. And this is just like kind of like the last gasp of just everything going back to, you know, prehistoric days. So we got to get by it.
Thanks, Tom. Yeah, it's all about othering. There has to be an other. You have to be able to create fear about an other.
And it's interesting because it's just... I would love to talk to someone on the trying to talk through the rational fear of it. And not because it's irrational. But as far as, like, what is the threat? Because I think sometimes the next question in all of these different bills that are getting passed at the different states, things that are happening at school board levels, it's like if we don't talk about it, maybe they won't become gay.
Yeah.
Which is not how it works.
No. And that's kind of like if we don't teach our teenagers about birth control, they won't have sex.
Yes.
That really works. So.
And so not talking about sexual orientation or gender identity in any grade, including high school in Florida, really feels like it's going to work out for everybody.
That's such a good idea.
And so also the step further, because to a certain extent, I feel like you can point to data where when we talk about teens having sex and birth control, there is data that proves that life is harder if you as a teen parent,
without
right?
a doubt.
And so there is good societal reasons why we want to curb teenage pregnancy and unplanned pregnancies, whether, you know, even for people who end up, you know, choosing to have the baby.
Yeah.
What besides people's bias and fear, the no one can explain to me what is the worst thing that happens if your kid does come out, like, what is the actual threat? Because the insinuation is it is bad. The insinuation underneath all of this is that it's bad to be gay. It's bad to be trans. We have to protect them from becoming that.
Exactly. Because it's bad and dangerous and an abomination. And it is all religiously based. That's the groups who are behind these kinds of things across the country are pro-religious theocracy. That's the way I see it.
Yeah.
And they want their biblical worldview imposed on this entire country. And it's also a political move because, again, you have to scaring your constituents is a really, really effective way to get them to come out and vote. And that's what statistically, there is no statistical evidence that drag queens or gay people are grooming children and sexually assaulting children. Statistically, the people who are doing that are involved in religious institutions and oftentimes the legal profession. That's just the truth.
That is the truth. But no one's trying to ban church.
Give me 5 minutes. Start working on it. No, but the whole tax exempt thing, that's a whole other conversation.
That's fine. That's fine. Well, I'm sure this is not the end of this story.
Oh, I'm sure it's not.
It's just, it'll be interesting to see if the school says anything, if the school reverses its decision, if there is enough public pressure. Because ultimately, isn't that what happened? Unless I'm remembering incorrectly on how the story finally ended. But last year, or was it 2021, when the Waukesha School Board voted to not have free lunch because they didn't want kids to get spoiled? And it got national attention, and I'm pretty sure they reversed the decision.
Well, then it's going to take a whole lot of appearance to come out and start making a stink about this.
Well, and it is interesting of how quickly people get fired up about this, because I made a video on TikTok this morning to say that we were talking about it. And granted, this is relative TikTok numbers, but I already have 11,000 views on it.
Oh, great.
So maybe
spread the word.
Maybe spread the word that rainbows aren't dangerous and there's bigger problems as far as protecting children than squashing their excitement and enthusiasm for a song they were really excited to sing.
See.
And now parents have to explain to them why they can't sing songs about rainbows, because that's really furthering the mission of what I think you're trying to do, is associate this natural occurrence in the world that means so many things to so many people, but because one group uses it as their flag, we can't talk about it anymore.
Well, it's very scary.
All right. Well, we're going to change gears when we come back from the top of the hour news. We're going to be talking about mental health and the access to mental health and maybe some policy changes that could alleviate the shortage we have on mental health professionals in the state of Wisconsin. Benjamin Garabedian, I'm going to make sure I'm saying that right. He's already here. He will be here when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Cover your ears. It's a very dangerous song.
Full of rainbows and a heart full of you.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country.
Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. ABC.